You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we just praise and exalt you today, your holy name. We stop for a moment and exalt you and praise you and worship you, triune God. Lord, receive our worship here today. We worship you through keeping your commandments. Speak to us through your word now. We listen for you. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're looking in Acts chapter 2. Prior to getting started, some quick info on this ministry. Our website here is wgodradio.com. Also, my Bible translation is available for you to view at majoritytext.com. What's that? Majority text? Well, it's a theory that people have, and I'm one of them, that the majority of all the Greek manuscripts in existence, the majority of manuscripts contain in them the perfect original autograph and stream from the Holy Spirit. That the majority of them, that is, if you go with the majority, you see, scribes made a mistake. Never is it promised anywhere that a copy of 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 a copy is perfect. But the original streams, as dictated, spoken by God through the Holy Spirit, as it says in 2 Peter, holy men of God spoke as they were moved along. The Greek word pharaoh means to be brought from one place to the other or carried along. Holy men of God spoke as they were carried and brought along by the Holy Spirit. Those originals are perfect. Not the copies, though. Men made mistakes. My Bible translation's got mistakes in it. I'm a one-man show. I'm the only one. I've got to do everything. Make editing. I've made mistakes before. I have I's that weren't dotted, T's that weren't crossed. But you see, when you go with the majority, and that is if you've got 99 manuscripts you found that says God so loved the world, and one manuscript says God so loves Merritt Island, the odds are Merritt Island is wrong because you've got 99 that read another way. You throw out the one, you go with the 99. And that's kind of what that is, the majority text. And that is a majority of, and that is a Bible that's compiled from the majority of all Greek manuscripts. And mine is one of those. That's available for you to look at majoritytext.com. It's available for you to purchase as well. Amazon's the publisher. So that's a little bit more on this ministry. I'm also the pastor of Island Community Church. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. You are welcome. Right now we're in the book of Revelation. We're in some select studies. We're not going to do the whole thing, but at least the first three chapters and then some. You're invited to come out Wednesday night for the book of Acts, which is where we're starting here right now. Wednesday night from 6 to 7 and Sunday morning at 10:30. Now here today, we left off looking at Peter. We left off in our last program of Peter instructing people, Acts chapter 2, verse 8. Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So is that saying that baptism itself is what brought about remission of sin? No. It's confession and repentance. It's the repentance. If you confess our sins, Peter's good friend John wrote in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if you confess your sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgiveness of sin comes through confessing. The word homologeo means speak the same. It means you're speaking what God already knows. You're just agreeing along with him. You're calling them what they are. You confess them. You speak them. Repent means you turn from them. Metanoia means change your mind. You change your mind. You confess them. You call them what they are. And then you start going in the opposite direction and you leave your sins there on the ground. The Lord obliterates them. You see, this is what the blood of Christ is. It says in Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that obliterates your sins. And God says in Psalm 103, verse 12, you see, and also in Jeremiah, this is the only thing that God has amnesia with. You know what that is, friend? Your sins. Your sins. He remembers them as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our sins from us, and he remembers them no more. God remembers your sins no more when you confess them and repent of them and turn from them, which is what the word repentance means. Now, Peter says, repent. Do exactly that. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus. Now, some churches baptize in the name of Jesus. Our church follows the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. I think that's how it should be done. I don't want to split hairs, though. Let's do it the way that Jesus said, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why not? All three persons are God. Let's baptize in the name of the Father. Let's baptize in the name of the Son. Let's baptize in the name of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because Jesus says so. Let's do it that way. Not to say Peter is wrong. Peter's not wrong. There's no contradictions in Scripture. But let's follow the way that Jesus said. Let's do it that way. Notice here, nowhere does Peter say believe, but belief goes along with baptism. You see, here's how my baptisms work. When I baptize someone, I'll read this verse, and that is, whoever will confess me before men, I also will confess him before my Father, which is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny him before my Father, who is in heaven. Now, I believe that's Matthew 12:32. I don't have that right in front of me. But in this regard, you see, baptism does save a person. But not the physical act of baptizing someone. Again, like I said in our last program, you know, Paul said, I thank God I baptized none of you, except maybe Crispus and God. Except for these two guys over here, I thank God I haven't baptized any one of you, because God did not send me here to baptize people. He sent me here to preach the gospel. Why? Because it's the preaching of the gospels what saves people, not dunking them in the water. That doesn't save anyone. I thank God, Paul says, I haven't baptized anyone except these two guys over here. And if I baptize someone else, I don't even remember. Now let's go to Acts chapter 10, verse 43. Again, Peter preaching at preaching to Cornelius' household. Acts 10:43. To him, speaking of Jesus, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, everyone who believes in him shall receive forgiveness of sins. Now, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astounded, as many as had come with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speaking in tongues and magnifying God. Then Peter answered, now, notice the progression here. The Holy Spirit's fallen on these people. These people were regenerated without burning one calorie. They didn't have to move. They didn't have to do seven Hail Marys. They didn't have to do anything but believe in their heart. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. That's the formula for being saved, believing in your heart. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard. Remember, we just looked in Revelation at my church. Blessed are all those who read and hear and keep. You see, lots of people read but don't hear. You've got to have ears to hear. The Holy Spirit fell on all those that had ears to hear. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astounded, as many as had come with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out in the Gentiles also. For they heard them speaking in tongues and magnifying God. Then Peter answered, surely no one can forbid water, can he? That these should not be baptized who received the Holy Spirit as we have. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay for some days. That's the order of things. Repent and be baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. You're not going to repent if you don't believe in the gospel. You believe in your heart. Repent of your sins and then be baptized. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's seeing that in action right there, Acts chapter 10. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For the promises to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Friend, let me say this too. You cannot be saved if you are not called. Salvation is for all those that the Lord will call. But God calls millions of people out here today who just send his call to their voicemail. You know, it's just like God calling. I got right here in my hand, my iPhone here. If someone calls me while I'm on this program right now, you see, there's many are called, but few are chosen. You've got to do something when you call. If someone calls me on my iPhone right now, there's a variety of different things I can do. And it's just like God calling you, you see. What's the first thing I can do? As if I look down here and I see God calling, I've got God's number on my cell phone, and I look down and I see God calling. What do I do? First thing I could do was I could send it to voicemail, or I could respond by text. These fancy schmancy iPhones, I can respond by text, and that is, the person you are looking for is busy right now, and he will respond later when it's more convenient, when he's out of his meeting, you see. There's a variety of different ways when God calls you, or you can refuse the call, or you can block the caller if you so choose. If you're tired of this same guy calling you on your cell phone, you block the caller, you see. Then you don't got to deal with him and see him anymore. What do you do when God calls you? Many are called. What do? I suggest, friend, you answer the call and say, Lord, here I am. We're out of time. We'll pick it up again soon in a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio. The promise of salvation is to you and your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.